dropping down onto the gravel, and shining his torch around once more to find his way in the total darkness, Vic found the car on its roof, straddling one of the two railway lines. The lorry must have been travelling at some speed to have pushed the car so far out onto the track, Vic surmised, as there were no signs of the car rolling down the bank he'd just scrambled down. The damage to the rear of the vehicle seemed to confirm these thoughts. The boot of the car had been crumpled up so much it had been crushed into the main compartment of the car and the rear window was missing. There was no sign of petrol leaking from the tank, but its pungent smell filled the air. As he walked round the back of the upturned vehicle, he stood on a mangled piece of metal and shone his torch on the number plate by his feet and froze. He knew the number as well as anyone else would know the registration number of their partner's car. Vic blinked several times, hoping he had misread the number, but he knew it was a forlorn hope.